My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
You know, it's a good thing that I forgot to schedule my give me seven games of this tweet. That's James. I'm Kyle. We're the Insiders. I said yesterday before the game, I was like, hey, I'm going to just schedule a give me seven games of this tweet for like 9:06 p.m.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Boy, it's a good thing I didn't.
No, it's very good. Yeah. No.
Because that would have come out right about the time the Mavs pushed it to 39 points.
Yeah, it was like 39 going on 40.
Like, oh, no. But it got to a point about midway through the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I was like, just don't lose by 40. Do not get 40 pieced on TNT.
Yeah.
Losing by 36? Fine. 40? Hmm. You can't get 40 pieced on national television.
No. I mean, it was close.
Really close.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mason Jones.
Yeah, there we go. Mason Jones caught fire, hit a couple of threes. Yeah, people were asking in the chat, like, some of the medical updates. First of all, the medical staff in Sacramento has been top-notch. What they've done in the last couple of years has been stunning. The Kings are some of the fewest games missed. They've been absolutely spectacular. But that's not who tells us our medical report. So the fact that we don't know about Trey Lyles, it is what it is. But at this point, today is a 2-week mark from Trey Lyles spraining his MCL. He'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks. Today is the actual day. Sasha Vezenkov was 4 to 6 weeks. We're probably right at 6 weeks right now without an update.
That scares me.
And then on top of that, we have the Kevin Huerter injury, which, you know, at this point, you know, Kevin is on the sidelines, and it's been, how long ago did Kevin get hurt? Well, which game did he get hurt in? Oh, it was Memphis. So, it's 18 on the 18th. So we're talking about 9 days. We should probably know pretty soon whether he's going to have surgery or whether they're going to, like, see how it reacts. But the fact that we don't know anything is weird. It's not something that's typical.
Very, very odd, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a look around the NBA scoreboard last night. Putting a pin in the Kings game momentarily. 132-96 was the final there. The Warriors went down to Miami, and they beat the Heat 113-92. Don't want to dive super far into this one, but it turns out, James, that the Warriors are better when Steph Curry plays than when he doesn't.
Yeah, I think
your thoughts.
That's science. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I did some deep dive on the analytics.
Yeah.
And if you don't follow this, the Warriors lost to the Timberwolves in Minnesota on Sunday. And Steve Kerr kept Steph Curry out of the game while Minnesota just went on this run where they went from down 5 to like up 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
And Kerr after the game basically said, I don't think a couple more minutes of Steph Curry would have changed the outcome of this game. And so in a very similar spot against Miami, Steph comes in a little bit earlier and immediately scores 5 of his own points to put the Warriors up double digits, and they eventually pull away for a 21-point win. Fascinating. Enthralling.
He's really good.
Yeah.
It's just, again,
he struggled to find a shot a little bit lately, though.
Yeah, but they're
his
not.
His legs are getting tired.
They're just not a team that's built to.
No, they're just not. No.
To succeed at this point. And no. And it's like it's a one man band.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Like, the bar for the supporting cast in 2017 was so low. They had Jonas Jerebko getting finals minutes, right?
Mm.
Like that's where the bar was. Well, it's at the point now where Draymond Green is less effective, Klay Thompson less effective, Steph Curry still very good, but not as good as he was in 2017, not as good as he was seven years ago. And they're still trying, it's like they're still trying to build these rosters that they're not clearing the necessary bar. And they're just, you see it, they're about a 500 team. Like, that's just what it is.
No, that's what they are. Yeah. And, you know, the fact that, you know, you have Andrew Wiggins, who gets paid very well, and is 28 years old and decided he's not going to be anywhere near elite at anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's jarring.
Yeah.
Like that's a problem. You know,
they are. My buddy, Sam Isfandiari from the Light Years podcast, said they go as Andrew Wiggins goes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're a 500 team. That's just a huge problem. If you're like, hey, hopefully Andrew Wiggins shows up tonight. Can you imagine if the Kings are like, hey, hopefully Harrison Barnes gives us 25 tonight. You'd be cooked.
Yeah.
So, anyways, the Lakers somehow beat the Bucks 128-124 in double OT. The Bucks were up like 20 in the fourth quarter. I don't know if it was 20. They were up a lot, though. They just had full control of that game.
And
I'm
no
just
LeBron.
Out, dude.
No LeBron.
No LeBron.
Yeah.
Austin Reeves had a triple-double. Anthony Davis had like 26 rebounds.
They had like almost every single player on their starting five had a double-double.
Yeah.
And then Austin Reeves with the triple-double.
I'm just out on Milwaukee, bro. The vibes are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I love Dame. I love Giannis. I think Brooke Lopez and Pat Connaughton, good contributors. Malik Beasley is one of the best shooters in the league. I'm just out. The vibes are so bad in Milwaukee. They got ousted by an 8 seed last year. A Heat team that had to win through the play-in and lost a play-in game before getting in. Beat them in a playoff series.
Yeah.
And now this isn't like coming back with a vengeance. It's like they're still 70 plus games in trying to figure it out with Dame. I'm not buying it.
You know, they're still good though.
They're good. They're definitely a good team.
They're still the number 2 seed in the East. I mean,
yeah, no, for sure.
11 games back. The number 2 seed is 11 games back of number 1 in the East.
We've been doing a lot of stuff with like net rating and stuff lately.
What in the world?
Just going through and looking where the Kings, you know, since the All-Star break they've done this. Since March they've done this. Over the last 2 weeks they've done this. Every single one of those net ratings, the Celtics are at the top by a massive margin.
Okay, yeah. So point differential, just straight up point differential.
Yeah.
The Celtics are at 11, plus 11.5.
Per game.
The Knicks, who are the 4 seed, are a plus 4.3, and they're the closest. The closest team to them has a point differential of 7.2 points less in differential. That is wild. Yeah.
The difference between, and this is on Basketball Reference, so their offensive, defensive, and net ratings aren't exactly the same. Offensive rating, points per 100 possessions estimated. Defensive rating, points allowed per 100 possessions estimated. Net rating, the difference between those two numbers. The space between Boston and Oklahoma City, who's number 2 in net rating for the season, according to Basketball Reference, is 4.4 points.
Mm.
That's the same as the space between Oklahoma City and Phoenix at number 10.
Oh, wow.
So the one to two distance is the same as the 2 to 10 difference.
Yeah.
That is just bananas. Boston is so good.
They're really good. We're just almost ignoring the fact that they're like, they are the title contending. Like, it's them and Denver, but I even have them well above Denver. They have to show that they can do it.
They're the 49ers of the NBA right now.
Yeah.
Like, great. You have the best roster in the league. Cool. You've had it a couple of times here. You lost a finals. You had no business losing.
Yep.
Can you figure it out now? Like, so I just don't, I'm not, I'm with you. They are the title contender in the East for me.
Oh yeah.
But I got to see it first.
Yep.
I'm still waiting to see more. Can you dribble when the game is on the line? I don't know. That's all.
That's it.
Just figure that out.
Some basics.
And then the Thunder beat the Pelicans. Really fun game there. 119-112, the Thunder top New Orleans. 24 from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 25 from Chet Holmgren, and 26 from Jalen Williams, from J-Dub.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. New Orleans, that last night was where New Orleans missed Brandon Ingram.
Yeah.
Just not having that additional oomph to get over the hump. They had this big comeback. They actually took the lead at one point in the fourth quarter, and then the Thunder just kind of overwhelmed them. Mm. I still think I'd rather see Oklahoma City than New Orleans in a playoff series.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. If you're
as
the
good
Kings.
As Oklahoma, I'm a big believer in Oklahoma City, too.
I mean, it just depends on who you are. Yeah. Like, if you're the Kings, yes, I would
want
to
see any team except New Orleans.
Oklahoma City over New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Kings still have a game against New Orleans to finish this thing out, and Boston, and the Knicks.
It's a tough one down the stretch. All right. It's NFL mock draft season. We'll talk about that. And then I have a really fun game to play with you, James, about the Kings' home and road record. We'll do that next on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
A little treat for the chatty ass. He's James over there. He's over yonder. I'm Kyle. I'm right here. Saturday, March 30th. Well, we got a couple of big watch parties sponsored by Michelob Ultra Superior Light Beer. The first one is tomorrow. We will see you out at Bar West, 2724 J Street in Midtown. That is for a Sweet 16 watch party. D'Lo will be there. Casey will be there. Jesse is going to be in the building.
That's right.
The great Jesse Tapia will be in the building. That is tomorrow, Thursday, March 28th, 4 o'clock, Bar West, 2724 J Street in Midtown. See everybody out there for some Sweet 16 action. And then Saturday, it's me and James. We're going to be out at Player Sports Pub and Grill. That's at 4060 Sunrise Boulevard in Fair Oaks. That'll be an Elite 8 watch party. Hopefully my national champion is still in by then, so I have a rooting interest.
All right.
I can't wait.
I still have my champion. I chose Purdue.
All right. Great. Big Zach ED guy.
Well, he's a big dude.
He's enormous.
He's a gigantic man.
No idea if he'll be able to play in the NBA, but man, he's a dominant college player.
That's right.
And another quick reminder, tonight, huge game for the Kings when Phoenix visits Denver. Every Kings fan should be a Nuggets fan tonight, and we have that game for you right here on ESPN 1320, 6:30 p.m. Coverage begins on this very radio station. Should we do a player of the game for last night?
Yeah, we should.
Probably should. Jiffy Lube, who sponsors the show, our wonderful sponsor, has given us $100 gift certificates to give away after every single Kings game. And then they said, hey, that's not enough. Here's some Kings jerseys. Give these away as well. So when you enter this keyword that we're about to give you, you will be entered to win a $100 Jiffy Lube gift certificate. It will also be entered to win a Sacramento Kings jersey. So enter once.
It's good.
Enter once for, you just enter once, you're entered for both.
Okay.
Get it? Won't be fooled again. ESPN1320.com is the website. Click on the Jiffy Lube Fast Break contest page. It's right there at the front. You cannot miss it. And you're going to enter the code word, flush it. Two words, flush it.
Flush it.
I think every single person who spoke last night, podium, locker room, otherwise, said the words, flush it.
That's right.
That's what the Kings are going to try and do. And that is our player of the game. Flush it. FLUSH space IT.
IT.
It. man, speaking of postgame, De'Aaron Fox yesterday. Look, I don't. If you haven't seen the clip, Matt George posted it on.
I posted
on
it.
Twitter. James, you posted it.
Its entirety.
You posted the whole thing. It's it. So the whole presser, the whole press conference is up. James underscore Ham NBA. Subscribe to the Kings Beat, kingsbeat.com, and the Kings Beat podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you guys will be discussing this. So De'Aaron more or less got asked by Jason Anderson in the Sacramento Bee, hey, it seems like you've been coming up here more after losses. It's like, oh my God. First of all, but it seems like you've been coming up here more after losses. Is that something that you've like taken it upon yourself to kind of be more of a vocal leader for this team? And De'Aaron was like, no, that I don't get anything out of this. I don't enjoy doing this. My teammates don't care that I do this. A little more colorful language than that. I get asked to come out here by the PR staff, and I'll come out here and I'll talk to you guys.
That's right.
And honestly, like, I get it. I saw some people online taking that as this like huge negative thing toward De'Aaron. And I don't know how you feel about this. You cover the team on a daily basis. I certainly don't. I appreciate. I appreciate candor all the time,
mm-hmm.
but I also completely understand what he's saying. The Kings' season is not being altered by what he says post game. There's not a bunch of guys in the locker room going, "Wow, look at De'Aaron going out there to talk to the media after that. Wow, you know what? I'm so inspired right now."
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on? He's going out. He's going to answer some questions, and then he's going to go about his day.
Okay, so. I think this always comes back to, it's not even like accountability within the locker room. Mm-hmm. It's about accountability to your fans and
sure
to be out in front of the media when something bad happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with him. Like his teammates don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They do because they care that they didn't have to go do it.
Right, right.
Right? They didn't have to be the one that goes out there and gets asked questions yeah. after getting thumped.
Which sounds awful, by the way.
It's not. The whole process is really weird and awkward. And, like, to be honest, like when it was in the... When it used to be that we would get a coach 10 minutes after a game, you get a coach. We'd all, like, wherever the coach wanted to do their post game, we all, like,
right,
huddle around the coach.
Right.
And he does his post game. And as soon as that's over, the locker room's open and we all rush to the locker room to go get guys. Mm-hmm. That's even more fresh because this team specifically, they do more like body maintenance and care than any yeah. team that I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Like Domantas Sabonis the other night, it took him 2 hours to get to the podium after he set the record. And we waited and waited. Now, look, he was hitting the head like 14 times.
Mm-hmm.
And he even had to have something closed up on his face.
Mm-hmm.
Not with stitches, but something close to it. Like this team like takes their time and there is no mad rush to the locker room. That's not what the NBA does anymore in post COVID.
Mm.
But there isn't a lot of joy in going and talking about how you just got your butt kicked. There's yeah. not. And I get it, but at the same time, there are moments where De'Aaron Fox does open up and is really good. And those are the moments mm-hmm. where you see it. And you have to just keep pulling.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, we've got that De'Aaron tonight. So I don't blame him for not enjoying it because realistically, it's a lot of the same questions
yeah.
that he gets asked again and again
everything,
and again.
And everything comes down to like, hey, you guys got smoked tonight. What the hell happened?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes it's our job to have something to talk about and extracting all these things from the game. And as a player, you're probably like, yeah, just a bad game. We'll go get the next one.
Yeah.
And that's the extent of it. They're not thinking as deeply about it as we are and as we are trying to.
Well,
so
that
I totally get what he's saying. And I don't know.
We have this loud thing that's happening with us as media members, too. And that is the other element that is social media and fans, right? Some players, a lot of players walk in scrolling on their phone and you know exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're not looking so much at fan reaction as they are at what some of us in that room have said.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there are players who are just like, no. But I mean, I can tell you there are players on the current roster who have blocked me and all of my media friends.
Mm-hmm.
They have blocked us on social media. And I think that that's a good thing because they're not seeing everything.
Sure.
But it's also like I'm not sitting there dragging a player all game long. Mm-hmm. That's not my job. If a player misses, if like I have to be fair. If,
sure, if a player doesn't play well, you're going
to
say so.
Well, that, but if Malik Monk is 0 for 7 from the field to start a game, I have to say, hey, he's 0 for 7. And the reason why I do that is because I said it about De'Aaron Fox the game before, or I said it about Domantas Sabonis, or I said it about someone else. So you have to be fair and you have to be balanced.
It's an observation. It's not an opinion.
It's not. And some people want to pile on and they want to say this or that. That's not at all what I'm doing. I'm just making, like, tracking what's happening during the game.
Yeah.
But for Fox to walk in there and say, you know, like, I don't get any joy out of this. I get it. I do.
I don't think I would.
No.
Can you imagine if after every single show, every single thing you did at your job, after every single day, you had your long day at work.
Yep.
And I know they play basketball. I know this is not strenuous, you know, backbreaking labor they're necessarily doing, but it's hard. Like, it is a hard job.
Yeah.
That takes so much of their time. And all a guy like De'Aaron wants to do is go home to his family. But hey, before he does that, I got to come out here and got to talk about all this stuff that I'm going to talk about with coaches and teammates later.
Yeah.
Like, ugh. Okay, let's get this over with.
No, I mean,
dude, I get it, man.
The one thing is he's contractually obligated by the league.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
That's number one. Number two, he makes like $32 million a year.
Yeah.
And I'm not just like throwing out, oh, he makes so much money.
Yeah.
It's part of the job.
No doubt. But
just
that's
like
the thing.
It's part of is my it, job. But, do you think I wanted to go in there and ask questions after that game?
No, but he it's not like he said, I'm done doing this. He's just like, no, I'm not volunteering to do it. When somebody asks me, I'll come do it. And
well, yeah. Well, that, like, and yeah, he wasn't also sense. Like, you're a bad person. That's a stupid question.
You're cool.
This is lame. I am not down with any of this.
Yeah, yeah,
that's not what he did. He was just, he was honest. And that's, to me, what De'Aaron Fox has always been.
Yes.
He's been brutally honest, which at some point it has cost him.
Right.
You know?
I would so much rather, and we got to go here, but I would so much rather he give the answer he gave. It's like, hey, here's my candid response. I don't give a damn, dude.
Yep.
I don't like doing this. My teammates don't care that I do it. And if I never had to do this again, it wouldn't change my life.
No, totally.
And I so much rather that than, yeah, you know, it's important to be out front and be a strong leader for this team. I think that's a responsibility I take on myself and blah, blah, blah. If that's not what he thinks, then I'd so much rather get the real answer.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. Shout out to De'Aaron Fox. Anyways, maybe we'll come on the show someday.
I'm with you.
Hey, we know you don't like press conference. How do you feel about radio interviews? No. What are we going to... Oh, I want to talk about the Kings home and road schedule. And I have a fun game to play with you, James, and you, the listener. Next on ESPN 1320.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
916-909-1320, 1320. That is the Farmer's Dog talk line. Farmer's Dog, a healthy life starts with healthy food. I admit you, New Jersey. He was complaining at me on Twitter yesterday.
Yep.
That our phones were busy all day because I had forgotten to unlock them. And I said, you know what, Mitch, I will unlock them just for you. So they're unlocked.
Oh.
They've been unlocked all show.
Do we have any idea how it works? Because I don't.
Yeah, no, I got it. I just, I have this up and I can throw people on air. You won't even get screened. So yeah, 916-909-1320. I want to play a game with you, James.
Okay.
The Kings are 21-14 at Golden 1 Center following last night's loss to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
That means they have six home games left.
Okay.
Okay. They are 21-16 on the road.
Mm-hmm.
They have 4 road games left. My question to you is, will the Sacramento Kings finish with a better home or road record? And I'm going to run through every game with you.
Okay.
And we'll decide right now. Like, we recommend they still play the games just in case. All right, Sacramento 21-14 at Golden 1 Center. Their next home game is against the Dallas Mavericks. They have the Dallas Mavericks. After that, they have the Utah Jazz. They also have the Clippers, the Pelicans, the Suns, and Portland.
How many games are they going to win?
Yeah. We're doing records.
I think they're going to win 20. So... 20, how many games? 6 total?
There's 6 total, yeah.
I think they're going to go 4-2.
I have the exact same thing down. I think they get wins over Dallas and Utah. I think they lose to the Clippers and lose to the Pelicans, but I think they beat Phoenix and Portland, and they finish with 25 home wins. Okay. That would put them at 25-16. On the road, they have the New York Knicks, the Boston Celtics.
On the worst back-to-back of all time.
Yeah, they go New York Knicks, Boston Celtics back-to-back, then day off, then back to Brooklyn to play the Nets.
Okay.
That doesn't make a ton of sense to me. I've got them going 1-3 on the road to close the year.
Who's the fourth?
The Thunder.
Oh, the Thunder. No, I'm gonna
Knicks,
go
Celtics, Nets, Thunder.
I'm gonna go 2-2.
1-2-2, that gives them 23. All right. 25, that you have them at 25-16 at home and 23-18 on the road. The 23-18 on the road's great.
Okay, so that's 48 wins.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll take 23-18 on the road every single year.
Yeah, what were they last year?
Last season?
I want to say that they were better than that.
Were they? 23-18.
Maybe they were 23-18 as well last year. Yeah, to me, the fact that this team is not good at home, it really is a shame.
It's baffling, dude. It's so weird.
I don't get it. I can look. I've got it right now. It's very frustrating because, you know, last year they were 23-18 at home. They were 25-16 on the road.
And they're going to, looks like they might flip-flop that this year. Well, you have them flip-flopping that exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And this is, the funny thing is, I told everybody at the beginning of the season, there's two ways this team gets better. Number one, the ability to improve on the defensive end is just like, it's sitting there because you can't get any worse. I guess the Indiana Pacers will prove that you can't, and I think the Atlanta Hawks can also prove that you can get worse. And but really, this team could not get any worse than they were last year. And then the other way was to win more games at home. And, you know, I've said this a bunch of times, but Kings fans are incredible.
They're like, very good.
The fact that they show up and they're having a great time and they're selling out every single game, even though ticket prices have gone through the roof, they're selling out every single game. Like, that is amazing. And the fact that the team can't ride the wave and come away with more wins, I don't know. It's something that perplexed Alvin Gentry, like, to no end. He's like, how could we lose by 40 at home? Like, he was like, your family is here. How is that possible that you're doing this in front of people that you know? Like, all of you gave tickets to, like, your barber who's sitting in the stands, and then you lose by 40? So, I get it. I don't understand because, for whatever reason, it doesn't make any sense. This team should be better at home. And they were better, like in the 2000s, the early 2000s.
Yeah, of course.
They're one of the best home teams that you're ever going to see.
Yeah.
But the fact that they can't win more than, that they might win 25 at home, 25-16.
It's baffling. Man,
28-30, that's where this team should have been. If you want to be like a 50-plus win team, that's where you have to be.
Yeah, I don't get it. Hey, we got somebody on the Farmer's Dog Talk line. Hey, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
How you doing today, Mr. Madsen? Mr. Hems, is Javier from Vacaville.
Ahav, what's up, bro? How are you?
What's going on?
Yeah, just I'm very thorough with my analysis, and I always give my kudos to James Hamm. Best listen and best follow for Kings coverage on the best Sacramento radio station there is. But I just want to have a clear understanding of, you seen last night, Kessler Edwards, granted, he played 4 minutes, give or take. He missed three layups at the rim, straight at the cup. And you see the guys that they put in garbage time. With the injuries to, Kevin Huerter, Trey Lyles, the sprained MCL, I don't understand, why is a guy like Montrezl Connaught Anderson not on the roster? And I know there's a plethora of free agents, but I'm saying he's so familiar with the system. Mm-hmm. You're telling me in a 7-game playoff series that a guy like him that can play defensively in the on the perimeter as well as in the interior couldn't help us when we're playing a 9-man rotation? And Duarte had a horrible game last night. We had Davion, Monk, Duarte, and Alex Lynn. Granted, 9-man is not a small rotation, but I have a plethora of dismay of why they didn't bring him back, because please feel more comfortable with him or Kobe Jones, him or Kessler Edwards, him or the other gentleman with the gold mohawk. Second thing is, do you feel like P.J. Washington and the Daniel Gafford lack of interest on the Kings' part showed why they can potentially lose the play-in and or the first round to a team like the Mavericks? Because those guys made a significant difference last night.
All right. Thanks, Al. Appreciate the call.
I can take the Kessler thing really quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the Kessler thing is pretty basic. You traded for a 21-year-old kid?
Uh-huh.
And you spent some time trying to develop him.
Yeah.
And not only that, but what he did in the offseason to reconfigure his body and to get bigger and stronger, and everything that they ask him to do, he does.
Yeah.
You can't just give up, especially if you're a team that traded away your first round pick the last two seasons and won't have one again this year if you make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, you do have to invest somewhat in young guys like this. And we keep talking about the Kings need to find more guys who are 6'8" with a 7'3" wingspan.
Sure.
It's right there. It's Kessler Edwards.
Yeah.
And you have to invest a little bit to see what happens with that player. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. Juan Toscano Anderson, like, he's not on another NBA roster. Like, I would like to tell you, I mean, he brings energy. He's a good leader. But he also, he's not playing in a rotation. At least he shouldn't be playing in a rotation for the Kings.
Yeah, I'm with you. I understand the idea of having him as depth and somebody who knows the system and can go out and play. But I, at this point, like you said, they're going to bet on Chris Duarte over somebody like JTA's 30.
Yeah.
His best contributions or his biggest contributions in the NBA were on a terrible Warriors team in 1920 and a play-in exit Warriors team in 2021. Like, he's just not... I love the guy. Mm-hmm. A huge fan of his. But if your team is in a spot where you're going, man, we could have really used JTA tonight.
Yeah.
You have way, way bigger problems than whatever JTA would solve.
Yeah, and the problem that you have too is that it's... These players aren't going to play anyways.
Yeah,
for the most part, they're going to play in games like last night.
Yeah,
and that's about it. Yep. So, yeah,
that's it.
That's it. What was his other question?
I forget
as well.
It was the JTA thing, and I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
He is thorough in his analysis.
Yeah,
for sure. All right. Hey, you're on the Farmer's Dog Talk Line. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is RJ from The Grove.
RJ, what's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Hey, man. What's going on? Hey, you guys are doing this without calling screeners. That's pretty ballsy on your part, Roger.
Yeah, bro, I got a dump button right here, too, so watch out.
Okay. No, I'm all good, brother. Hey, I love what you're saying about De'Aaron going to the podium. You know, as fans, as social media people, we want answers. What happened? Mm-hmm. How'd you play so poorly? And those poor guys are like, I got 82 games, and man, we're not going to win every one.
Yeah.
I guarantee you we're trying, and we're paid professional athletes that love the sport, but we're not going to get everyone out. And, you know, we're moving on to Friday, and I know you guys want to overanalyze paralysis, but it is funny. It's a dynamic in every sports thing with the way media is and fans are these days and the access to these athletes,
yeah,
especially right after a game. I know I have a bad day at work. I don't want to talk to anyone. I want to go have a beer and sit in the corner. And
dude,
I don't need
exactly.
My wife saying, hey, what happened today? You didn't close that deal. but, hey, one other thing on social media. I don't know if you guys seen this tweet. Someone really went after Fox's wife on being a little heavy. Did you guys see that? And they told her to get on a treadmill or something?
That's so trash.
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
Total
that's
trash.
Yeah,
that's super trash.
Yeah,
hey, thanks for the call, John. Appreciate you.
Hey, we'll see you guys.
Yeah, that's not okay. I did see it, and actually, to be honest with you, I blocked the guy when I saw it yesterday.
Good.
And I'm like, look, I don't want that stuff anywhere near my timeline. When people say, "Oh, did you see this?" then it ends up in my timeline, and I don't want that stuff in my timeline. So I blocked the guy. I think he's been reported as well. And then Rosé like popped off. She literally said, hey, like, look, I'm 8 months pregnant in that picture. I watched this unfold this morning. She's like, he's like, so whatever, dude. And hey, she also said something like, I'm going to eat, like, it is what it is. Like, I'm
sure.
Yeah.
No, that's just one, leave players. Don't talk to
people. Yeah, don't
people.
Do that.
Don't be mean.
Yeah.
Why are you mean? I don't understand. Leave, if you want to say, hey, player would love better effort next time or whatever you're gonna
I
think that's not my favorite thing, but whatever. Going after family members and stuff is the lowest level of trash.
Yeah, absolutely horrible.
Leave people alone.
The other thing that our first caller brought up, Javier, was
anybody else helping us out?
Yeah, they did.
Thanks,
it was about why the Kings didn't go out and pick up Gafford or
PJ
Washington. And it's actually it's a good question because
I agree.
Like, look, the Kings have had interest in PJ Washington in the past, and I think you got to a point with PJ where you're like, okay, I kind of get who he is. And he realistically is just very similar to Harrison Barnes. He's just a younger version.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got paid. Mm-hmm. Like, look, they gave up a bunch of stuff to get him.
Yes.
They did. They gave up Grant Williams. They gave up
Seth Curry in 2 seconds.
Yeah, Seth Curry 2 seconds, right? The Kings didn't have that to give up. And with Gafford, what they gave up, Rashawn Holmes and a first, right? They did actually give up stuff to go get these, to get those players. And whether the Kings had enough money or not to go get them, I'm not sure that Daniel Gafford gives you much more than what you're going to get from Alex Lynn on this team.
I'm sorry. I got this wrong. They traded, the Mavs traded Grant Williams, Seth Curry, and a top two protected first in 2027.
Oh.
Not 2 seconds.
Oh, so they got a first round pick for, yes. for yes. yeah, PJ Washington.
A first round pick and two rotation guys.
Yeah, I'm not in on that deal at all.
That's so you're basically Kevin Herter, Davion, and a top two protected pick in 2027?
Yeah.
No thanks.
No, I'm not giving up for PJ Washington. I like PJ Washington. He actually there was a point where he was a very, very good shot blocker as well. Well, mm-hmm. it's not kind of who he is anymore.
Yeah.
And he tore up the Kings a couple of years ago, like mm-hmm. something horrific.
I just don't like it's he's a good player.
Yeah.
But where the Kings are right now, to me, to get to the next tier of where we want to see them go, mm-hmm. they need more than a PJ Washington. And when you add PJ Washington, you're subtracting something via the trade. And I think the net is pretty neutral there.
And you're paying him a lot. Yeah. And yeah. you're not getting longer. You're not getting more athletic. You're
yeah,
not.
I think it's a pretty lateral.
It is.
Move.
I mean, it might be lateral. And you're going to get younger at mm-hmm. the position. So maybe that's something that would make sense. But overall, I'm not in. I'm not in on it.
What was the Daniel Gafford trade?
Rashawn Holmes and I believe a first round pick.
So salary filler and a first?
Yeah. Mm. I know a lot of people are like, oh man, the Wizards, the Mavericks were able to get Daniel Gafford for Rashawn Holmes.
It's the like, Thunder's 2024 first round pick.
Yeah, no, they got a first round pick as well in that deal. Yeah, yeah. So, no, I get what everyone out there is saying, but, It's not that big of a deal. Like those guys, realistically, on the Kings might not be as important as they are on what we're seeing.
Yeah, Dallas needed players who could knock down threes and play a little bit of defense.
Yeah.
And catch lobs from Luka and Kyrie. I don't know that the fit would have been exactly the same.
Yep.
With the Sacramento Kings, Kenny Caraway in the building for the handoff. Kenny, we were just talking. Javier and Vacaville gave us a buzz on the Farmer's Dog Talk line. Healthy Javier. Life starts with healthy food.
Shout out Javier.
He basically said, "Hey, can we revisit why the Kings didn't go get Daniel Gafford and PJ Washington?" And we're just kind of talking like, yeah, they're good players and they're helping Dallas for sure. But when you look at what they gave up, I don't think they make the Kings significantly better than what we're looking at right now.
No, and I've said a number of different times, with the Kings, you've got one move to make. Make it your best move. You know what I'm saying? You've got one, like with the assets you have and the contracts and the draft picks and all this other stuff, you got one move to make.
Yep.
And I'm not making that for Daniel Gafford or PJ Washington. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be for somebody that I feel can help elevate this this franchise to a championship level.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the way I'm looking at the way the Kings are situated right now. Daniel Gafford, would have loved to have him. He's been great for Dallas. PJ Washington has done really well as well. So, you know, yeah, I'd like to have him on the team, but I don't think what was needed to get them is what the Kings have right now.
I agree.
Yeah, that and I would just point out too, like Gafford would play 13 minutes a game on the Kings.
Yeah.
Like that's it. He's gonna back up one of the best players in the NBA. Yeah.
Well, and then what's Alex Lynn gonna do, you know?
Yeah. At JaVale.
Kinda like Alex Lynn,
and
man.
Alex Lynn is playing
really well.
He's played fine. Yeah. He's played perfectly fine since he's been getting consistent rotation minutes.
He's been good.
Been fine, yeah.
What did you think of last night?
Tough one, man. Tough one. I mean, you know, number one, Dallas, I think by the end of the third quarter, they had like 18 threes, maybe 16, 17, 18 threes.
They couldn't miss.
It's going to be tough to beat a team that's shooting that way. And then especially when you're following that up with, I think at that time they had like 6 threes, the Kings. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just one of those things. They hit a bunch of shots. Kyrie was doing his thing. Nobody for the Kings could really get cooking. It was one of those games. That was one of the first times in a long time I've seen them like not play well, the Kings.
Yeah.
But it happens. Yeah. It happens. I know a lot of people, you know, look at this as an indictment on what's going to happen for the rest of the season and where they are. It's a game, man. And Dallas came. They played really, really well. Mm-hmm. The Kings didn't play well. See you on Friday.
Yeah, you're in a spot where that doesn't ruin anything. Mm-hmm. You go win on Friday. You're literally in the same spot you were yesterday
before the game. I said yesterday, I said maybe, you know, behind closed doors, maybe there should be a gentleman's agreement between the Mavs and the Kings to split. Because really, that's what both of them, I guess Dallas to get the tiebreaker, they, you know, both want to.
Yeah.
But more than anything, both just don't want to lose to. Because that would put you way behind the eight ball. So, let's help each other out here. Let's split. And then we go on about our merry ways for the rest of the, for the next 10 games or something like that. So neither team is losing in this situation. Hopefully somebody gets on the phone today, says, hey, we still got that deal in place. And the Kings went on Friday.
Jonte Porter knows a guy.
Yeah. I would point out, too.
Shohei. So Shohei calling up.
You guys. Like, there's just the way that these two teams are, like, where they are at in the standings. It's if the two teams tie, if the Kings lose again on Friday, the Kings can easily make up the two games, and they could tie again. And then it goes down to division record. It goes down to conference record. Mm-hmm. And these guys are going to be right next to each other. No matter, they're within, like, a half game of each other one way or the other on all of the tiebreakers. Mm-hmm. So just because you lose a game, you certainly don't want to lose a game.
Right.
But just because if you do lose this game, that doesn't mean really anything.
The Mavs are playing really good basketball right now, too. You got to
tip the thing. Yeah. They've now won eight of nine.
Yeah.
Four in a row.
They're playing really good. They're locked in, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I got that was my first time watching Kyrie in person.
Kyrie is
he's a little different.
Kyrie is that man. I know people don't like him for other reasons, but that's one of the greatest basketball players I've ever seen.
His teammates love him. Yeah. They love him.
I mean, his whole career, essentially. Like, everywhere he's gone, they love him. If you
hear any NBA player talk, we got like 30 seconds. If you hear any NBA player talk about the best players in the league, every single one of them is like, Kai.
Well, yeah. And guys that they'd like to be a teammate with?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he sets up everybody.
What do you guys got coming up?
We got Kings, obviously, and we got A's. I don't know if you guys are going to like what I have to say.
Again?
Yeah. I got some nasty texts yesterday.
Hey, tune into something else other than D'Lo and KC. No. We got D'Lo and KC coming up next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Leader.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.